Hey man. Well, Jason has told y'all my name, but most importantly, I want y'all to know Jesus' name. Hey man. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Once you found it, if you wouldn't mind standing, reference the reading of the word. Alright, Luke 17, just going to read one verse, very simple verse. Verse 32, it says, remember Lot's wife. I'll read it again. It says, remember Lot's wife. Each one, please lead out in the word of prayer. Lord God, I come to you this evening, Lord. I thank you, God, for who you are, Lord, and I thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord, I'm thankful, God, that you can overshadow us, Lord, with your presence, Lord. Lord God, I don't got to rely on, any kind of person to come show me what you want me to do, Lord. But Lord, I have direct communication with you, Lord. You lead me and guide me. I thank you for that, God. So Lord, I ask you to please help me tonight, Lord, to get this across the way you'd have it to be across, Lord. Lord, I want you to have the credit, Lord. Lord, I want to decrease and I want you to increase, Lord God, because I'm not important here, Lord. I want everyone to know you are the one that is important, Lord. You are the reason we gather here, Lord. You are the reason we do all this, Lord. So Lord, please just help me tonight, Lord. Help me in the message, Lord, just to touch somebody, Lord. Lord, I just want to know somebody's touch, Lord. And Lord, if anyone's here lost, Lord, as we were saying earlier, it's just one more soul. Lord, it'd be worth it all, Lord. I just want to see somebody saved tonight, Lord. So Lord, I ask you, God, to please just lead us and guide us, Lord. In your precious name, amen. Remember Lot's wife. You know, these are three simple little words here that Jesus spoke, and I just want to go back to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot. The angel came to Lot, and they said, flee for your lives out of the Sodom and Gomorrah, because I'm going to destroy it with fire and brimstone. And he said, he gave him plain instructions. He said, leave Sodom and Gomorrah, do not look back, and go into the mountain. And that's all he said, and Lot's wife couldn't do it. She had to look back. She looked back, and instead, that instantly she was turned to a pillar of salt. Now, I'm not saying if you look back on your Christian journey, you're going to be a pillar of salt, but you won't make it if you look back. And we look back in our Christian lives, and people start desiring the things that they had before. They start wanting to have that. And the children of Israel, they escaped from Egypt. God led them out of Egypt. And what happened? They started wanting to go back. They started telling Moses, what have you done to us? We were way better back in bondage. Right. What happens is we go about our lives and we start forgetting how it really was to be without Christ. We start forgetting exactly how we were back then, exactly how it felt. And I've had Jesus Christ in my life since I was 7 years old. I understand that. But there's been times that I've not been so close to God as I am now. There's been times that I've strayed away a little bit. But I'm thankful He's accepted me back. But it's easy to forget how we once were. And we got to remember that, how bad it used to be. And if the children of Israel would have realized how bad they had it off in Egypt and how bad Pharaoh was to them. But God let them out of that. And because of their lack of trust, because of their lack of faith in God, they had to spend 40 years in the wilderness, and that generation didn't get to see the promised land. And just like us, if we look back on our Christian lives, now, don't get me wrong, God will show you things that you've come through. But that's not looking back. By looking back, I mean desiring the things of the flesh. Desiring those things, and so much that you're going to end up being willing to go back on God's promise. And that's a scary thing. And the sad thing is, I've done it before. I've went to sin. I've messed up. All sin comes short of the glory of God. I understand that. But we gotta make sure we press forward. He said to flee and to go up on the mountain. And I want to look at this journey. And I'm not sure how much there is about Lot's journey. I don't think there's much. But I want to think about a Christian journey. You know, we're instructed to leave out of our old world, our old paths, and head for the mountain, which is heaven. And I'm thinking about this Christian journey. And it's a very, very, very hard Christian journey. But that's without God. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. He's given me the power. It said He giveth power to the faint, and them that have no might increase the strength. And I'm thankful for God's power. I'm thankful He's given me that. And that's actually, I started wondering if God wanted me to preach on His power. But this is how God's led me to preach. And His power is so great. No matter how big your problem is, no matter what you're going through, God's bigger than it. No matter what it is, no matter if it's test after test, or as Jason talked about the person in Texas. You know, God's way bigger than that. But God's better than any doctor. He's better than anyone out there. He's better than them all. I've seen way too many things happen to turn back on my journey. And I don't know a lot of y'all, but I do know y'all that was at camp, and I know that you all got to experience the power of God like we did. And I'm thankful for that power of God. But, you know, it's important that we don't go back. That's the important part. You know, I realized after I got out of camp, I've got to do something else. There's something else I've got to go for. You know, if I go back to my average reading I do, if I go back to my average praying, I'm not going to gain anywhere. You know, I don't know if anyone in here works out, but if I bench press 100 pounds 10 times a day, I'm going to gain a little bit maybe, but then at a point I'm just going to stop, and I'm going to stay at that one place. That's not what God wants for us. He wants us to keep pressing on. Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and looking forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." We got to press toward that mark. That's heaven. The mark is heaven. When we've reached the mark, we ain't got to worry about it no more. I'm thankful for that Christian journey. When you get to the end, Paul, he also told Timothy, he said, "I fought a good fight." I could imagine Paul being right at this point. You know, he was about ready to go enter into the last bit of his life. I believe he was rounding third base, getting ready to go to the home plate. You know, I've seen people down to that point. I've actually watched someone take their journey out of this world into heaven. You know, they fought a good fight. You know, I'm still in this fight. You know what? I've got to keep fighting. I got to keep pressing forward. I got to keep going. I can't lose any ground. It's such a time as this right now, there's no reason we have to turn back now. It's very important in this time of the world that we got to keep pressing forward as a Christian. You know, this world, it looks down on Christians. They say that Christian is just an old religion. I'll tell you one thing, I'm not in a religion. I'm in salvation. Amen. You know, it's more than a religion to me. It's my life. It's what I go for. It's everything I am is Christian. You know, I go to college. Yeah, I do all this. I have to work. That's things you have to do, but I'm a Christian. And no matter what college teaches me, I'm not going to stray from this Bible. You know, I love reading the Bible. I love God's Word. I love when He talks to me. You know, I can read any book just to read through it. I can do that. I don't like reading, though. I hate reading. But there's something about God's Word that draws me to it. There's something about when I open up these pages, when I start looking and God starts showing me things, He starts talking to me. You know, there's something about that that I love. It's because God, who is rich in mercy, because He is rich in grace, because He is such royalty, because He's so powerful, yet He speaks to me. Little old me. You know, if we weren't looked at this, at the whole universe, you couldn't even see the sun. You couldn't even see Earth's orbit around the sun. It's so, our galaxy even, because the universe is so big. That's how big my God is, but yet He looked down onto this earth, and He made Himself into a man. And He come down and He died on the cross for you and me. And why not? Why wouldn't I accept Him into my life and me and fight my hardest for Him? You know, it's a daily battle. Paul even said, I know I'm speaking a lot of Paul's stuff, but I mean, Paul wrote most of the New Testament. It's hard not to, when you quote a scripture, most likely Paul wrote it. If you quote a song, most likely David wrote it. I mean, it seems like it. But anyway, I'm sorry. But Paul said, "I die daily." We have to crucify our flesh daily and not look back to those things. Like I said, he said, "I press toward that mark." And when we get to that mark, we don't have to worry about it. What did Law have to do? He had to not worry about his wife who just got turned to a pillar of salt. Could you imagine that? The one you love just died. Lost her life because she looked back. And now she's gone. But he couldn't look back to that. You know, a lot of times, I wonder what she looked back to see. Maybe she looked back to see her family. Maybe she looked back to see her friends. Maybe she looked back to see if some of them were coming along. But we got to keep pressing. It's our personal salvation. And don't get me wrong, I worry about my family every day. I want to see every one of my friends and my family in. But I can't let them drag me out. Whether they go or not, I have to keep pressing forward. Whether they're going to follow me or not, I've got to keep going. And you know what? It's easy to doubt. You know, I've had the privilege of getting to lead some people along their beginning of their Christian stage. And seems like what gets them out the most is doubt. You know, they slip up somewhere, then they think, well, I don't have the strength to make it through. I just can't do it. I'm just going to give up. You know what? That's not what you got to do. You know, when you fall off a horse, you don't go sit in the house and forget about it. You get back up on that horse, you dust yourself off, and you keep going. You know, just as your Christian life, if you fall down, if you may slip up somewhere, you don't just sit back and say, forget about it. You say, I'm going to keep going, no matter what happens, no matter what where I go, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to get stronger. You know, I like football, and I like watching it. I think about Tim Tebow. And you think he got where he was today by never messing up? What would have happened if he would have messed up and threw an interception once and said, forget it, I'm done? He wouldn't have been where he's at today. Just like us. You know, everyone has potential to do something. God has a plan for everybody. He has a plan for every one of his children on this earth. Whether it's to preach, whether it's to teach, whether it's to sing, whether it's to go out to the other countries and the missionary. Whatever it is, he has a plan for you. And that's exactly what you got to follow. And you know what? I figured out they're all part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's the key of it all. A lot of times people search and search and spend their whole lives, well, God, what do you want to call me to be? What do you want me to do? That's going to come. Worry about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Worry about the things you are called to right now, and those things are going to fall into play. You know, I didn't look to be called to preach, then he called me to preach. Let me tell you something. I didn't want to be a preacher when he called me to preach. I'm not the biggest about getting up in front of people and talking. But God, when I told God I'm not turning back, when I started reading my Bible daily, when I started praying, seeking out God, he called me to preach. And I had to follow him. It took me a little while. I ran a little bit, but finally God caught up and I announced my calling. Now I got a buddy who's a preacher with me, and it's just the ride of my life. I'll tell you that. Anything I do serving God is the ride of my life. I'm telling you something. It's worth it. And I can stand before you today and say, I was saved at a young age, and I stayed a hold of it. Now, I might have had some rough times. I might have had some times that might not have been so close, but I stuck with it. I'm not giving any credit to me. I'm saying God has kept me, and you can make it the same way for you. And you can press toward that mark, and you can reach your destination. And I'm thankful for the Christian fellowship you can have one with another. But anyway, Lot, climbing up this hill. I could imagine, have you all ever climbed up a mountain? It gets rough. I mean, it gets times where it's hard and you're grabbing a hold of whatever you can to stay up. But Lot made it up. And he made it safely with his two daughters. But as you're climbing this thing, it's going to get hard. It's going to be times you're going to start slipping a little bit. It's going to get slippery. But let me tell you something. If you can just grab a hold of something, find whatever you can, a little tree, a little. Sometimes I've went up a hill and I've just climbed up by grabbing hold of roots and dirt. Let me tell you something. You get down to the roots and the dirt of the Bible, you grab a hold of it, it's going to carry you through. It's going to make you to where you never thought you could go. It's going to take you places that you never thought you would be. It's going to make you stronger than you ever thought you could be. It's going to make you do things you never thought you could do. And it's going to make you the Christian that God wants you to be. And you're going to enjoy it. And a lot of times I've heard people say, I'm too scared. I'm afraid of what God's going to call me to do. Don't be afraid of that. It's a great thing. Because you know why? God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what he calls us to do, whatever he asks us to go, he's going to be right there with us. And he's going to manifest his presence down inside you like he never has before. You know, I get up to preach and I think, I can't talk. I mean, I'm not the best about talking. I'm not the best about anything. My speech, I'm just an old country boy. But God still wants me. He don't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. See, it's important that we stick with him, because he'll qualify you to be whatever he wants you to be. And you just got to make sure you stand your ground and you gain ground and you keep gaining your ground. When the devil comes at you, you say, devil, I'm not giving up. You know, the psalmist wrote, God is my refuge and my fortress, a strength and a very present help in a time of need. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the depths of the sea, though the water thereof roar and is troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. You know what it's saying? It's saying that no matter what you bring on me, devil, I'm not going to be afraid. No matter, even if this whole earth be removed, even if the mountains are carried into the sea, even if the waters are bad, I'm not going to be afraid. Why? because God is my refuge. I have God who I can fall back on. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm thankful for a God who loves us so much. But tonight, I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're lost. I don't know if you're a Christian struggling. Maybe you're a Christian stronger than you've ever been before. But remember Lot's wife. Remember what happened to her. Remember the doubt. Doubt seems to get in. The devil knows he can bring doubt into you easily. Just one little slip up and you got doubt. That's how it is. But you gotta remember, God called you. God's right there with you. God promised you He'll be right there beside you every step you take. And He'll help you. And I'm thankful for the times that I see a picture of the two sets of footprints, and all of a sudden there's one. You know what? That ain't God leaving me. That's God picking me up and carrying me. You know what? That's exactly what He wants to do for you tonight. So tonight, I don't know where you are, but that's all God wants me to say. So I guess we'll give us a song of invitation. And no matter where you are, don't look back. Stand your ground. Like it was preached up at our camp one night. Stand your ground and try to take more ground. Follow God's direction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He'll direct your path. I'm thankful for God. Love you all.